Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Robert Crisanti, the President CEO of International Franchise Association, IFA.org. Robert, thanks again for being here. Folks, he's the leader of the industry that is so important to our economy, the franchise industry. I can still consider the franchise concept to be one of America's greatest gifts to the world, and the wealth, the opportunity, the jobs, the payroll that's being made through that sector is just enormous. It's incomparable and can't do without it. So, Robert, I appreciate the hard work that you guys are doing there, especially during this difficult time.
Thank you.
One of the ways you're showing your leadership is you gathered up some of your top franchisors. And together with them, you went to see some key people in the administration to let them know what's going on in your world. Would you tell us about that meeting?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks, Jim. I love your music, by the way.
So we were in
a couple of weeks ago for an in-person meeting with Secretary Mnuchin in the U.S. Department of Treasury in the cash room with 14 CEOs. I picked a group that was extremely diverse. We had two of them were from the food space, from the tax preparation space, from the hotel and lodging space, Choice Hotels and many others were in to have a serious discussion with the administration about where things stood for each of their segments. As I said, there are over 300 different industries in the business of franchising, and I can just tell you that the reflection of the conversations that we had are well understood in the administration, and Secretary Mnuchin has been articulating them reasonably at every turn, more so than perhaps some of the noises that we have coming from Congress. Mm-hmm. We're delighted that he had. He took the time to meet with us in person in Washington. Our CEOs flew in. And
I'd like to stick one thing in here. You were around 12 years ago in 2008 and 9. Isn't this response to Main Street from the government, isn't this like night and day compared to what Main Street was getting in 08 and 09?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. In fairness, too, because I think Jim in 08 and 09, they started with the problem from the perspective of the bankers and moved their way down to the borrowers. And here, for the first time, they're understanding that the borrowers are a part, mm-hmm. an equal and important part of the equation, and they're working their way up almost from the borrowers to the banks.
I agree. It's really, and the proof's in the pudding. All right, so now go ahead.
So on the Capitol Hill side, on the last night, the Republicans released their draft proposal for the next round of the coronavirus relief funding, and it includes a second round of PPP funding for businesses with more than a 50% revenue decline. I don't need to tell you or your listeners how hard a 50% revenue decline is, especially in the face of all the additional costs that we have related to. Oh, yeah, that is catastrophic. And then at some point you have to figure out, are you putting good money after bad? So those are big challenges for government to understand with a raw tool like this. It also includes a working capital loan to help businesses under 300 employees. That is helpful. It has grants, it sort of has the conversion and for loan forgiveness grants. For loans under $150,000 that have been made in the PPP loans, and an explanation of how that forgiveness happened.
And they've shortened the forgiveness documents, too, from 11 pages to 2, basically. So
Yes, that is exactly right. Because my guys, you know, these are small independent business owners, and they have no capacity to fill out, you know, dozens of pages and gather this information.
Robert, I'm a nerd, and I didn't want to fill it out. I mean, I'm the kind of guy who I love stuff like that, and I didn't want to fill it out.
The good news about all of this, Jim, is that as iterations of these pieces of legislation have been coming out, Congress and the administration have been working well together to remove problems that were created by drafting errors or by failure to understand how business actually works in those instances. Quickly. And then lastly, and very importantly, it includes some liability protection.
That's it, yeah. Tell us about that quickly.
So, you know, the Democrats are working to expand the proposal right now, and the negotiations are going to be continuing for the next few weeks. And in fact, last week we had, normally in September, we have a fly-in at the end of legislative sessions when most legislation usually happens. We bring in about 500 franchisees and franchisors to Washington, D.C. to meet with their members of Congress. Last week, we had about 480 people join us. We had calls on Capitol Hill with members of Congress and their and Zoom calls and their staffs. About 150 different Zoom calls with different members of Congress. We sent about 3,000 emails to Congress, and we've had about an additional. Petition that's been started which has about 7,000 signatures on it at this point, asking Congress for some relief on liability.
And I want to pick up on that after we come back after the break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that and then the future of franchising with Robert Crescenti. He's the CEO of International Franchise Association, IFA.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.